out one of those camping stoves stashed in a cupboard, so I was actually able to heat something up for once. It's still in the can, though. I don't trust those bowls, but just as glamorous, I think. You know? Derelict. Here you go. Said it was my favorite. What? It's chilly. I mean, it's not, you know, the worst canned item, but I mean, I'm not writing home about it. Yeah, well, in this particular situation, it's on the tastier side, I get, but I'm not craving it or anything. Maybe if there was any cheese or sour cream or something, but maybe then I'd nab it for myself, so you better hope not. No? No, I am sure. But I'm gonna poke around a bit more before I settle down. I just kind of took a seat for a second. But I know there's a cellar, and I bet if I find a way in there will be something worthwhile. Well, I mean, we don't know when they last used this place. I mean, maybe they never, like, made it this far, you know? Maybe they were first waivers. Hey, come on. Please eat. Because you have to. You have to build your strength back up, you know? I'm more than happy to give you the good shit, okay? Look, I'm not even hungry. Stop. Really. Fucking don't say that. Just eat. We will find more. We always find more. It's not, don't call it a waste. That's stupid. And the cellar is locked from the outside, so it doesn't seem like it would have been ransacked or anything. And we're way off the grid anyway. We're lucky we even found this place. I can't imagine it's seen a lot of passerbys. Yes, I'm serious. Just eat. Oh my god. Okay, fine. Look. I'm stealing your shit. Okay? What's up? Happy? You're such a... You're such a knack. Okay. Now you. No. Not again. You eat. You. Ugh. Hold up. It doesn't even do anything for me. No. It doesn't. I'm serious. You know when you're craving something so bad that nothing else hits the spot? Mm-hmm. I have that. Mm-hmm. A corn dog. Yeah. Like the kind that you get on a boardwalk. Like carefree comfort food, you know, like all American, clog your arteries, go to the medic tent before you hit the beach kind of thing. And I fought a seagull for a pretzel once. Well, my pretzel. It wasn't, I didn't just like wrestle with it out of the trash. No, it was mine. I bought it. And I almost won. But then a pelican came down. And I'd never seen a horse like that before. Do you know that they can swallow a seagull whole? You laugh. Do you know? You don't know. No, because you wouldn't laugh. They swallow seagulls whole. I'm serious. It was flapping all inside its mouth. You could see it just, oh God, like struggling for its life, for its fucking life to get out. And then the big fucker just shakes its neck and this poor thing just slides down into this pelican's stomach. It's grotesque. But at least I had my pretzels. So. No. No. It didn't prepare me. Probably would have been the closest thing to, but I was reminded of it a few times, but it's kind of helped me make sense of everything, but I feel it made me sort of more I don't know how to describe. It was a double-edged sword. But why? What about you? Any harrowing events that I don't know about? Yeah. Nothing really matches this. Like, a pelican might set the stage, but... Right. It's apples and oranges. I definitely prefer apples, though. By a lot. Surprising, I know. Oh, yeah. Oh, God. I used to get these, they're called... I think I want to say Kanzi apples. And I could only find them in the spring. So I would do these hauls and end up baking way more than I could eat or should eat. But oh my God. Oh no. Oh, I'm adding that to my cravings list. God damn it. I shouldn't have brought that up. Oh, I miss fruit so much. Like good fruit, you know? Exotic fruit. I mean, apples don't really count as that, but like just not the rustic shit that you stumble across nowadays. I mean, some of it's good, obviously. But when there's no farmers in the fields, it's a bit of a different experience. They grow consies in Washington. I could go scavenge some seeds, I guess. It might take a while. But if we don't fuck it up, we could have some in 7-10 years. Think positively, please. Maybe there are some, I don't know, like some cryogenically frozen in a bunker somewhere. Someone has preserved it. I can find a pineapple somewhere. We'll just have to befriend the owner. So that means that you need to be prepared to do a sexy little dance, because nothing is free anymore. No. Oh, come on. Why would I do it? Why would I do it when you're the finest piece of eye candy this side of the hemisphere? That doesn't make any sense. Okay. So dumb. Well, I don't find it funny. Okay, I don't. So. Yeah, we know there's a time and a place for gallows humor. Well, then all I'm saying is that I don't want to hear it right now. Okay. Let's just drop it. Obviously, I remember the agreement. You don't need to bring it up. I'm sorry, baby. I didn't know I hadn't closed that window. Oh, hey, baby. Hey, it's okay. Come here. Drink, okay? Come here. Come on. It's okay. That sounds like it hurts as your throat. What about your chest? Okay, let me feel. Okay. Move over. Yep, come on. We need to get your temperature up. Come on. Scoot. When the weather clears up. Sit you right next to the fire. Actually, you know what? I can actually burn some. Oh, baby, I. Please. Okay. You're a trooper. I couldn't handle these chills. No, it looks fucking miserable. Are you comfortable? Should I shift anything? Do you want me to look for more blankets? Okay. Are you sure? I don't know. It doesn't look like anything went down in here. Maybe they just decided to migrate. And the pantries are mostly empty. Nothing seems broken, so maybe they just never came at all, like I said. Could have been first waiver. I mean, I can't imagine they wouldn't have tried, at least. Not again. It still boggles my mind the number of idiots that just stayed in the city. She was. But I was a moron for letting her stay. I guess I figure. It was just kind of exciting at first, you know. It's embarrassing to say. But everyone was just so swept up in the same sort of chaos, but it's it felt LARPy to me, yeah. Like a fire drill. It's fun to catastrophize when you're not actually panicking. It gets you out of work and gives you something to focus on. The general rules get momentarily torn away. I just thought. I thought they'd come back. Yeah. Like maybe in a week. It just started so slow. I mean, I still should have tried harder to get her to leave. I just thought, deep down, it was all for sure. Government would handle it. They'd find a cure, like every other plague. I just didn't expect the cure to be a bomb. I was always a bad. Maybe that's why she didn't listen to me in the first place. Sorry. I didn't mean to. I almost had to bring the mood down. I mean, I guess it's been worse. Do you remember when we finally trekked our way to that safe haven? And you could just hear all the chattering through the gate. I hate thinking about that. I really do. I still get goosebumps. What was that story you told me from back before? What? That's not gonna happen. No. Because you aren't gonna get that far. That fucker scratched you 5 days ago? No. If the symptoms were gonna get. Then it's. No. You would have experienced it already. You know that. It's okay. Plenty of people. It works out. Yeah. I should have to tell you that. Don't demand that kind of stuff. Because I won't. We already talked about it. But I'm not going to have to do anything because you're going to be okay. I can already feel you warming up. Yes, you are. Stay cuddled up with me. And then I'll go look for kindling in a little bit. It's gonna be okay. You know, when we first met, I thought you were the dumbest motherfucker I'd seen in a long time. Like, who takes a detour through a library crawling with fucking hypos to look for a children's book? I mean, you, obviously. It was incredibly stupid. I was so mad at you. And it is stupid no matter how you cut it. It's not a smart move. But it was really sweet when you read it to that little girl at camp. It was still a bullshit move. But it was a beautiful send-off. You did a really good job. I know that provided her with the warmth that she didn't otherwise have. And you held your own when we were defending against that other group, which I think I've told you, I found that particularly sexy. It still bears repeating. It's still impressive. It still got my heart racing. Very different reason than normal. You know, before this, I wouldn't have died for anyone. They'd be on their own, and I'd be surviving as best I could. But I'd make that sacrifice now, you know? For certain people, I'd make sure they were okay. Or had company. Oh, baby, okay, come here, come on. Hey, no, it's okay. Fingers are just a little numb. Come here, give me your hands. Just, here, put them here. Just let me warm you up.
I need it, baby, please. Let me just... My hands all over you. Over every edge. You've gotten thinner. Being on the run for the past couple weeks has taken its toll. You need to finish that can and bulk back up. I want to have more of you. Oh my. Do I look like a supermodel? Dietitians hate her. No. You're so cheesy. I'd hate it if you weren't so cute. I really would. I've turned down many a cheese ball. You're special. Fine. I'll look for more in a bit, and then we can eat together. What's it like getting to finally walk around without your mask? Nice. Well, there is a positive. I definitely love being able to kiss you outside of the bunkers.
We need to get you some winter clothes. Just until the symptoms pass. You'll probably sweat everything out. Maybe we can't do that now. You want I love your body. I love every part of you. I want to put my mouth on as much of you as possible. Is that okay? Don't worry, it's okay. We'll get it where it needs to be. That's part of the fun anyway. I've always enjoyed the tasting process. I love having you on my tongue. Just watch me, baby. Look at me enjoy you. I'm gonna trace everything. Every little curve and line. I want it memorialized. You deserve to be shown just how much I love doing this for you. I love how you taste. I love how you feel. In so many different ways. And I can feel every detail with my tongue. And my throat. You know what I love the most, right, baby? Just watching you. Look at me. God, you're beautiful. house forever. Oh my god.
Told you we'd get it there.
When do you want to come?
I'm happy to apply. When has that ever been off the table?
No, it's okay, no.
It's okay, they're not too cold.
No, don't stop.
Touch me all you want. Wherever you want. I am yours. I'm always yours. Always. Are you ready? Let me just rub that against my clit. I thought you liked the teasing. You've done it to me enough.
Oh. Okay. It's amazing. That's all.
Sometimes I've envied you. I always wondered what it would feel like if the roles were reversed. Not by you. None of the others that I've had have felt so perfect. You always hit me right in that perfect spot. Just like that. This position has always been one of my favorites. I love you.
You're the love of my life. Do you know that? I feel like I haven't told you enough. So happy. Ridiculously happy. It's just saying a lot considering the circumstances. I wish we'd met before. There's just so many things that you can't really do anymore. You can't go get ice cream or go to the movies or look for houses. Do you remember that little, it was like a gingerbread style, like Victorian that we found a few months ago? And, it still had a sold sign up. If we'd known each other, if the world hadn't, you know, gone to shit, I would have dragged you to that open house and tried my best to convince you that the little turret room would have been perfect for a home office, and I don't know, like I would have probably also lied and said that I would stay on top of dusting the crown molding, you know, just to seal the deal. I know, you totally call my bluff. But think of all the christening we could have done in that place. And had a little guest house out back. Man, what a bummer to finally sell your house right when everything goes belly up. I mean, that's a process, you know? Houses don't usually just go on and off the market within the same week. I wonder where they were when the sickness spread. Maybe they'd already packed and fled. We never got to go to a fall festival either. I've always wanted to go on a date to one of those. Maybe. I mean, right? The agriculture industry has to come back at some point. I still want to watch our favorite movies together. I've never gotten to see your live reaction to, oh my god, all any movie. That's such a typical couple thing, you know? Maybe we can find one of those little, what are they? You put them in front of your eyes and you click through all the pictures. We can do something with that. We can put on a shadow puppet theater. I'm not very good at them, but that'll be part of the fun, as you can guess. What the fuck kind of animal I'm trying to make. You told me so much about your hometown. I still haven't gotten to see it.
Nothing's the same. But it'd do my heart good to just see you romping around there, you know? There's so much I want to do. There's so much I want to do with you. Okay. Promise. Are you still cold? Oh, fuck. You're shivering. You're all the way under the covers. Just snuggle up with me. Can you move your fingers anymore? Right back here, I got him. You have to promise to go apple picking with me when they bring that back. Yeah. Then we can head to Washington. It'll be a long trip, so we'll have to sing to pass the time. Oh my god. I'm gonna end up bullshitting so many lyrics. There's only so many I can remember without periodically looking them up, and I haven't really been able to do that lately. Poor you. Well, you know what my voice is like. Sweet. Well, I'm glad someone likes my singing. I know. I know. I can tell. Like I said, being on the run has really taken it out of both of us. Can you stay up a little bit longer? As long as you can. I just want to talk to you. It's okay. We have time. Just get some rest. I'll be here when you wake up. I'll keep you warm. I'm here.
No.
Yeah, looks like it's been abandoned for a while. You do see to the outside, I'll check the interior.
Hey! Under the covers. You alive? Answer me, I'll give you till three. One, two, Jesus. Hey, there's someone in here! Oh, she's got a fucking hypo with her. Oh, Jesus. She's not wearing a mask. How long has it been? Hey! How long?
Since the rain.
And you been in here all this time? Touching shit? How much of this place have you fucking infected?
There's a cellar that I haven't gotten into. I think it probably has been.
I'm handling it. She says she hasn't gotten into the cellar, but she thinks it has supplies to start figuring that out. What's the deal here? Hmm? You shacked up with that thing for, what did you say, 3 hours? You out of your goddamn mind? What, you just sitting around waiting for its jaw to start chattering? And it, what you say is true, then, sweetheart, you missed it, Rinda. As unfair as it is to say, I think your pal was one of the lucky ones. Don't take that long for him to turn. Maybe that's unfair to you as well. Where's your goddamn mask? What? What if one attempt to off yourself didn't work out, so you're off for the other? I'm so sick of all this Romeo and Juliet bullshit. It's all over the place, and you know what? We all lose people. So grow a fucking spine and fucking contribute to something. You even have a gun right there. This is just experience speaking, but I'm gonna guess you swore not to turn it on yourself. A fat lot of help that'll do with how long you've been exposed. I'm sorry. I would normally put more effort into dissuading you, but group's already got enough weight to pull without suicidal ideation dragging us down. It's too late for you anyway. I'm glad you got your wish. You stay here. Right here where my boys can see through the window. Here. You might want to put that on. You're going to start to feel that cold in your bones soon. Now, I assume your lover was happy to be passing along the infection. Because personally, I never found cross-contamination particularly romantic, but if you really want to meet each other at the pearly gates, then who am I to stop you?
Never do that. Never really affect me. Don't dare say that.
So it'll be a surprise to see you then. Hot on the heel of the tragedy. Codependence charges forward. Like I said, it doesn't matter now. Have supplies to collect.
So?
What?
It's much harder to follow your soulmate when you're